Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Is there a gun where your child plays? Asking this simple question is an important step every parent can take to help their kids stay safe. My guest is Dr. Robert Segi. He's a professor of pediatrics and the director of the Division of Family and Child Advocacy at Boston Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Segi. Tell us about Ask Day, which is coming up in a few days. It's such an important and yet not as, you know, it's not as hard as people might think, but it's so important. Tell us about Ask Day.
Sure. So the American Academy of Pediatrics knows that having a gun around a child is dangerous, that you can't teach a child not to be curious. So Ask Day just invites parents to ask other parents, is there a gun where my child plays? And it turns out that almost half of American families have a gun in the home, and keeping those guns away from children is a very important way to save them from death and disability. You know, years ago I had a patient in my practice briefly who had, when he was much younger, accidentally killed his five-year-old sibling. And it was the most profoundly sad thing I'd ever seen in my career, because this poor child didn't mean to kill his sibling. It destroyed the whole family. And I'll never forget since then the importance of you just can't do enough to keep children safe. And guns are lethal.
Well, guns are lethal, and they are getting more prevalent. And now with concealed carry and all of these things cropping up all over the country, it's just downright scary. Give your best advice, Dr. Segi, for parents, because the toughest part is that asking. You know, how do we ask a neighbor or a child's, you know, friend's parents without offending them, without being confrontational, but yet being like, okay, do you keep guns in the house? Give us your best way of asking other parents.
Yeah. Well, the way that we suggest on National Ask Day is there a gun where my child plays? It's not asking them, do they have a gun somewhere else in the house? It's not asking about their personal habits. It's not asking anything else. It really centers it around your child, the other parent's child, and what they're going to be doing. And I think if you do it in a way with other parents that you know, you can ask in a way that says, you know, our kids are curious, they always get into this and that, and you can laugh about your children together. And then in that context, it's pretty easy to make sure that they're in a safe environment. You know, I personally am a believer in laundry detergent. I'd like to have clean clothes, but I want to make sure that laundry detergent is out of the reach of my toddler. And I think that for some families where guns are part of their home, just simply keeping the guns out of the way, out of the reach of children, locked and unloaded, is such an important safety measure. And
now,
I think that we need to sort of get away from all this emotion and rights and this stuff.
But see, that's the whole thing,
safety.
Dr. Segi, because when you ask, right away you're perceived as some political liberal. Right away you're perceived as this and that. Oh, well, what are you trying to take away my rights? How do you keep that political conversation out of the mix by really just, it's about the safety and the health and the lives of our children. How do you keep that from being what that person focuses on right away?
You know, recently there was a case in Tennessee where a five-year-old shot a sibling, sometimes just talking about the news, because unfortunately we know that every week in the United States a couple of kids are shot accidentally and killed. And so there are news stories you can come up and bring that as a way to talk about it. Did you hear about that horrible case? Da, 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 da. I just want to make sure there are no guns where my kid is playing.
Okay, so we can bring it up as a news story. We can say, and then what do you do if the person becomes confrontational?
Well, they're, presumably you're asking someone who you know who's your friend, and we all know how to handle our friends, sort of. But you can say it's not about you and your rights or your husband or your boyfriend. It's about where our kids play. And certainly I'm not interested in your private life and what you do, but I want to make sure that where our children are playing together is safe.
Well, and the thing is also that you know, it's not always friends, because as your children make new friends in school, oh, mm-hmm. can I go over to Billy's house, you know, and you don't know Billy's parents and you've really never met them. And I found this out the hard way, that my son was being shown knives and switchblades. Mm-hmm. And after he came home and told me, and I yep. was so bummed and shocked. I couldn't believe that I was one of those parents who just found that out. And of course, I never let him go over there again. But, yep. you know, that's something you don't want to find out secondhand. Now, what about if you find out that there are guns at that house? Do you then not let your children go over there? Do you ask the parents, are they locked? Are they loaded? Are they kept somewhere out of the way? Can you ask those questions?
I wish you could see me smile, because my son did that. He came home and he said, Dad, I went over to Sam's house and went to his grandma's, and she had a gun. And so, okay, so there you go. So it turned out that grandma's gun was like an ancient musket that was mounted on a board and kept in a closet. And these boys were so delighted to find it that they thought this was really cool. And so we very quickly were able to figure out that that wasn't a problem. So I think the first thing whenever the kid tells me something is just call and say, you know, my son was over at your house and he said they were playing with guns. Is that possible? And then you start it. Then you can start a conversation, and you may end up deciding your child can never go over there. In the example that you gave, where a family is really obviously irresponsible, letting the kids play with switchblades, or a family where the family gets where the parents get really defensive, then you may say, "Well, you know, Sam," you may tell your child, "Sam's welcome to come over here, but I don't think you should be playing over there." And I think that that's your right. But I always start by asking some questions and finding out what's going on.
So on Ask Day, you know, and this is really for all the days of the year, as your children go over to anybody's house that you don't know or that you're unfamiliar with, or even people they've been going over to,
yep.
they should just, you know, you should just kind of make the rounds of all the places your kids go, just to sort of be sure. Even if you know the people and you think you know them, you might not really know, right? That they might keep yeah. something in their bedside table.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not uncommon for example, for the guns to belong to the dad and you go to the mom and it doesn't come up in conversation, that can certainly happen. All of those things happen in families, but I think that all of us want our children to play in a safe environment. And my experience is that as long as the questions and the way you talk is really centered around your children and not centered around whatever one's personal beliefs are about guns, and no, I have mine, and I'm sure the listeners have theirs, and that's fine. But the issue is really about making sure that our children are as protected as possible from an unlikely but very awful thing.
And you can ask it, as you say, in the non-confrontational way, just as you might ask if they, you know, use seatbelts in the car, or here's my car seat, my daughter's still in a car seat, would you mind using this? Or she's got right. allergies, do you have any animals I should know about?
Yeah, or smoking, or peanut butter.
Really? Right? So, I mean, so it's really
because
anything.
Parents ask other parents all kinds of questions, and exactly all those things you said. And I think the mistake is because there's such a heated political rhetoric, and let the politicians worry about that.
That's
they can
right.
do that. They
That's
can have
right. Let the politicians worry about
worry
this.
About
and
that.
As parents, we worry about our kids in the last 30 seconds. Dr. Seggy, your best advice for Ask Day and more information where people can get information.
Yeah. Well, I think that parents need to know two things. The safest home for a child is a home without guns. Having guns safely stored, if there is a gun in the home, helps. And there is absolutely no way you can teach a child not to be curious. That's just hopeless.
So we have to ask. We have to not be afraid. Don't be confrontational. You can ask with other questions. You can see more at cpyv.org or go to the AAP's website, aap.org, and read more about Ask Day and tips to making asking easier. We need to do it because it is about the health and lives of our children. This is Melanie Cole right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.